Good afternoon, everyone. This is David John Oak, and I am live after a four-week absence. And I do apologize. It was just a series of circumstances, one upon the other, that just sort of all came together. A month ago, I was off for two shows, and that's because I was out camping in the outback with my kids and grandkids. I just had an absolutely marvelous time. Went to a place called Ayers Rock. Look it up. A-Y-E-R-S. Was it R-E-S? No, it's E-Y. A-Y-E-R-S. Ayers Rock. It's right in the center of Australia. And it's this massive, beautiful rock formation. And just magnificent. Just stunning. Stunning landscape out there in the outback. Just absolutely gorgeous. And we had a incredible time. Walking around the rock, you can see old Aboriginal paintings dating back hundreds of years on the on some of the caves in the rock, and really very impressive. So we went camping, three tents. I was in one tent with my office, still working, what can I say? And my daughter Jay and her husband and two kids were in another tent, and my daughter Simone was in a third tent. So there we go. And 2-day drive to get there. It's a long way from Adelaide. I'm in Adelaide, and Uluru's right in the centre. So it took me, I think it's 1,000 miles, 1,600 kilometres, 1,000 miles. So it was a great trip. Just fantastic bonding time with the family and grandkids, and just absolutely marvellous. So I was away for 2 weeks of that. Couldn't do a show while I was away, and then. What happened the next week? Oh, that's right. Yes, the next week the studio was down. I was all ready to go, and Todd had problems. I'm not too sure exactly what the problem was, but anyway, and I couldn't do my show. So there we go. And then last week, well, now that we've all moved into Dollar Savings, my show's now moved to 6:30 in the morning, and I just slept through my alarm. What can I say? I'm sorry about that. So there we go. I had a bit of sad news in the family. I had to put my cat down. 18 years old. Beautiful cat. Been with me ever since I came out from America. So I've been back for 18 years. How about that, eh? It's a long time. Just seems like yesterday I was on the plane flying home. Kids are all grown up now. I had to put my cat down. It was getting old and she was losing weight. He had cancer and just multiple problems, so it was the kindest thing to do, and that's what I did. I burst out in tears at the vets when they did the injection. Oh, dear me. That was a mess, and I was a mess all afternoon after that. So, oh, well. Anyway, I got myself two new cats, so not just one, two, so I've moved up. One's one I got from the RSPCA, a little kitten. She's 16 weeks old now, and the other one I got from a breeder. It's a ragdoll cat. Beautiful, beautiful cat. Lovely, affectionate little thing, and he's 12 weeks old. So, yeah, 4 weeks of difference. So I've got my two cats, so I'm happy. So there we go. That's what's been going on in my life, and that's why I haven't been here for 4 weeks. We'll be here for now. All right, if you want to call in and speak to me during the show, I'm on for the whole 2 hours. I've got no guests today. I wanted to do the show coming back all by myself. The call-in number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. That's a toll-free call-in number in the United States. If you want to talk to me, ask a question, any comments you've got on reverse speech or things in general, I would love to hear it. Oh, there we go. Next week on May the 1st at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, we are having a special masterclass. It's designed for the hobbyists, and it's not a certification class. It's just a basic introduction class to reverse speech. It goes for an hour and a half, you can get the class with the software as well as a home study course if you wish. And so to join this class, go to reversespeech.com/masterclass. That's reversespeech.com/masterclass. and enter the code radio offer on the checkout to receive a 10% discount. So that's reversespeech.com/masterclass, MASTERCLASS. And then once you're there, you'll see all the various prices available. Starts at $97, goes up to $397, depending on what you want to get. It includes the tech support for the software after the class is finished. So that's all included. So, yeah, well, we've had about 70 people sign up for it, I think. Or well, maybe not quite that many, maybe 50. But anyway, it's been a good turnout and got a lot of interest. And so that's great. That's what we want to see. And clearly, if there's enough interest in this, we'll go and do another one fairly quickly. Just trying more ways to get reverse speech out there and get people trained. You know, I want this technology used. I want people out there finding reversals and uploading to YouTube and ring their local radio stations and tell them what they found. So sign up, reversespeech.com/masterclass and enter the code radio offer to receive a 10% discount. Okay, that call-in number once again is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. What else is happening in the world of reverse speech? Well, of course, the iPhone app updated version is out. It's been out for several weeks now. We have started on the Android version of the app for reverse speech. Our developers are expecting the first week in June, I believe, for the Android app to be ready. So finally, after all this time, we are actually going to get an Android app done. So, and it will contain all the features of the iPhone app, as far as I can tell, forwards and backwards and speed control and reversal dump and save files and forward them onto your mates and all that type of stuff. So first week in June, we expect the Android app to be out, and they have started working on it. After that, we are going to move on to voice recognition. We want to see if it's possible to get computers to find the reversals for us. Voice recognition technology has advanced significantly, and it may very well be possible to for that to happen. We'll see. Anyway, we start on that. We're going to put up a GoFundMe page for the voice recognition for reverse speech. It is expensive. It's going to cost us into six figures, so it's not cheap, and we're going to need help in its research and development. But once we have that perfected, it's just a monumental leap ahead for reverse speech. It really puts us into the stage of mind reading. I mean, it literally does. You just imagine an app on your iPhone and it prints out in real time what they're saying backwards. Okay, that'd just be awesome, wouldn't it? I think those days are not too far away, and I'm going to see that in my lifetime. And that's going to be just awesome. That's just going to open the whole doors for reverse speech. Anyway, we'll keep you posted on that. We're going to start on that project once the Android app is out, and we're going to get up a GoFundMe page, and we'll keep you all posted. Okay, I think that's all the news I've got for you. At reverse speech news, we had a new class start last weekend. I think we had about 15 students in the class, if I remember correctly. We had a couple of people who couldn't make it for that class. So that'll be 6 months worth of training. Then we'll have a whole bunch of new students out there. We've got a practitioner class starting very soon. I think in a couple of weekends we're having the practitioner class. All steam ahead. We're all moving forward and working hard to get things done. All right, so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to be doing reversals. I don't have a guest for today, and I did that deliberately. My first show back for 4 weeks, I thought I'd do the whole show myself. I really like to talk to you. If you want to call me on studio, the toll-free number is 844 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. And log in and say hello. Okay, I am going to do some reversals now on Mark Zuckerberg in his testimony before Congress. I did play some of these on Jeff Rentz's program, but there's been a few new ones that I found. Since we've done Jeff Rentz, so well, we've got some new ones to tell you. Let us begin, and let us start playing these. This is Mark Zuckerberg testified before Congress for about 5 hours. I managed to get about 3 hours of the tape done. Not much dialogue on Mark Zuckerberg. A lot of it was the senators, congressmen, questioning Zuckerberg. His statements were short and sharp, but in amongst those statements, we managed to get some easily distinguishable reversals. So here's the first section forwards.
I can't be clearer on this topic. We don't sell data. That's not how advertising works. And I do think we could probably be doing a clearer job explaining that given the misperceptions that are out there.
This one says, send in the big gun, announce.
Send in the big gun, announce.
You know what? I don't like that reversal. That's too quick. And I'm not hearing an announce. I'm hearing an R on the beginning of announce.
Send in the big gun, announce.
You know what? I don't like that reversal. That shouldn't have made it through my filters, but it did. All right, this next reverse is really clear. Here's the forwards.
We've limited it, so now people can only bring their data when they go to an app. But that's something that a lot of people do on a day-to-day basis, is sign into apps and websites with Facebook, and that's something that we're going to...
And this one says, spies in us.
Spies in us.
So does that mean that they are spying on your personal data? Or could it mean something more ominous than that? I don't know. But spies in us. All right, here's the next one.
Congressman, we have a number of measures in place to protect minors specifically. We make it so that adults can't contact minors who they aren't already friends with.
And this one says, nervous, they damn you.
Nervous, they damn you.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess he's nervous testifying before Congress. They damn you. He's afraid, they're beating up on him, I guess. Nervous, they damn you. He did seem rather nervous while he was testifying. But they didn't exactly damn him. He did fairly well, I thought, at least the way he was presenting himself. Anyway, but there you go. Nervous, they damn you. Okay, let's move on to the next one here. And here we go with the forwards.
It's quite possible that we made a mistake, and we'll follow up afterwards on that.
Okay.
Overall, we have... By the end of this year, we'll have about 20,000 people at the company.
This simply says horrible.
Horrible.
This horrible that he made a mistake. I guess let's run the forwards again.
Quite possible that we made a mistake, and we'll follow up afterwards on that.
Okay.
Overall, we have... By the end of this year, we'll have about 20,000 people at the company...
And horrible.
Horrible.
There we go. Okay. Next one along. Here we go. Here's the phones.
We took the step of fundamentally changing how the platform works. So now, when you sign into an app, you can bring your information. And if a friend has also signed into the app, then the app can know that you're friends.
This one says, the sham of knowing.
The sham of knowing.
The sham of knowing. Okay, sham is a con. Do they know your data? Is that an admission? Let's just run the forwards again on this.
We took the step of fundamentally changing how the platform works. So now, when you sign into an app, you can bring your information. And if a friend has also signed into the app, then the app can know that you're friends.
And the sham of knowing.
Unless you ever knowing.
Yeah, there it is, all there. Okay, let's move along to the next one. And here's the forwards.
To your point about Cambridge University, what we've found now is that there's a whole program associated with Cambridge University where a number of researchers, not just Alexander Kogan, although to our current knowledge, he's the only one who sold the data to Cambridge Analytica. There were a number of other researchers who were building similar apps.
And he says, I do make it a data loss.
I do make it a data loss.
Okay, so he's involved in the exchange of data, or the alleged loss of data. We have a reversal that seems to admit it, that he's involved. And you remember the reversal I played, the spies in us? Listen to this one.
We do not allow hate groups on Facebook overall. So if there's a group that their primary purpose or a large part of what they do is spreading hate, we will ban them from the platform overall.
And this is said my spook.
Oops, if not spook.
Said my spook. So spies and us and spook. Okay, so let's go to the coup de grace. I'm going to jump to the end here and play you this reversal that I've been dying to play on the air. I haven't played on the air yet. So listen to this one. This is Mark Zuckerberg.
So for that, we need to build AI systems that can go and identify a number of their fake account networks. And just last week, we traced back the Russian activity to specific fake account network.
And here he says, it's the CIA lord within you. Okay, I just had a message that the one that said my spook, it actually says upset my spook. Okay, so let's run that reversal again. Is it said my spook or upset my spook?
Upset my spook.
You know what? Certainly my spook is clear. Now I'm not sure if it's upset or said.
Upset my spook.
Yeah, I can hear the up on it. Yeah, I can hear upset. Anyway, but the significant run was the CIA law within you. Let's run that one again. Here is the forwards.
So for that, we need to build AI systems that can go and identify a number of their fake account networks. And just last week, we traced back the Russian activity to specific fake account network.
And it's the CIA lord within you. So is Facebook a CIA front? Is Zuckerberg in charge of a CIA operation? Spies in us? The words my spook. And now we have CIA lord. It's the CIA lord within you. All right, then we have this one here.
For as long as Russia has people who are employed who are trying to perpetrate this kind of interference, it will be hard for us to guarantee that we're going to fully stop everything. But it's an arms race, and I think that we're making ground and are doing better and better and are confident about how we're going to be able to do it.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
Thank you.
And here he says, I give fear on it.
With me fear on it.
I wonder what he's giving fear to. Let's just play the forwards again.
For as long as Russia has people who are employed who are trying to perpetrate this kind of interference, it will be hard for us to guarantee that we're going to fully stop everything. But it's an arms race, and I think that we're making ground and are doing better and better and are confident about how we're going to be able to do it.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
Thank you.
And I give fear on it.
With me fear on it.
With me fear on it. With me fear on it.
Interesting. Interesting indeed. All right, here, this perverse was probably the best one of the whole tape. So here's the forwards.
And you commit today that Facebook will extend the same protections to Americans that European users will receive under the GDPR?
Yes, Congressman. We believe that everyone around the world deserves good privacy controls.
But backwards, he says, they're not safe.
They're not safe.
They're not safe. They're not safe.
And that reversal says it all. That's in response to the question. So listen to the question again.
And you commit today that Facebook will extend the same protections to Americans that European users will receive under the GDPR?
So that's the question. And this is what he wants us to believe.
Yes, Congressman. We believe that everyone around the world deserves good privacy controls.
We believe everyone around the world deserves good privacy controls, but backward, they're not safe.
They're not safe.
They're not safe. They're not safe.
And that reversal says it all. Okay? All right. Here we have the next one on the list. Let's run this forward.
And will you commit to working with us to pass privacy legislation, to pass the Browser Act? Will you commit to doing that?
Congresswoman, I'm not directly familiar with the details of what you just said, but I certainly think that regulation
okay,
in this area...
Let's get familiar.
And this one says, their city offer up a slice.
Their city offer up a slice.
I'll be bothered.
Their city offer up a slice.
Huh.
Their city offer up a slice.
There's an SH on the end. I'm not happy with the word slice. Their city offer up a... Let's run it again.
Their city offer up a slice.
All right, there we go, folks. We're going to go to our break. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back for the second part of the first hour. We are looking at reversals on Mark Zuckerberg in his testimony to Congress. Oh, that was about 2 weeks ago now. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next reversal here. Here we go. Here's the forwards.
This was making Facebook users' private information public without sufficient notice or consent, claiming that Facebook certified the security and integrity of certain apps when in fact it did not, and enabling developers to access excessive information about a user and their friends. Is that correct?
Congressman, I'm not familiar with all of the things that the FTC said, although
but
I'm
these were part of
the
consent
order itself.
And here he says, see favors, enough with the law, it'll ruin the thunder. See favors, enough with the law, it'll ruin the thunder.
Seed favors the myth of the law of the real understanding.
Huh.
Seed favors the myth of the law of the real understanding.
I'll be bothered.
Seed favors the myth of the law of the real understanding.
You can hear it all on the slow speed. I'll run the slow speed again. Seed favors enough of the law, it'll ruin the thunder.
Seed favors the myth of the law of the real understanding.
Certainly, all there, not quite a. Let's just run the forwards again on that. Here we go. Thunder's a metaphor, a fairly common metaphor. I hear it reasonably often. It's a power, strength. So you see favors. He's getting some favors. He's had enough of the law. He doesn't want to work with the law anymore. And because the law will ruin the thunder, it will slow them down, interfere with their flow. So here's the forwards again.
This was making Facebook users' private information public without sufficient notice or consent, claiming that Facebook certified the security and integrity of certain apps when in fact it did not, and enabling developers to access excessive information about a user and their friends. Is that correct?
Congressman, I'm not familiar with all of the things that the FTC said, although
but
I'm
these
very
were part of the consent decree
order itself.
And see favors, enough with the law, it'll ruin the thunder.
See favors in myth of the law of the real understanding.
See favors in myth of the law of the real understanding. See favors in myth of the law of the real understanding.
It's all there, no doubt about that. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Here we go, here's the thoughts.
That when developers told us that they weren't going to sell data, that was a good representation. But one of the big lessons that we've learned here is that clearly we cannot just take developers' word for it. We need to go and enforce that.
Okay.
And here it says, our dear loss gonna go.
How dear loss, Senator.
Not sure what he means by that, our dear loss gonna go. I wonder what he would mean by that. Let's run it again. How dear loss gonna go?
How dear loss, Senator.
I don't know. How dear loss gonna go? Don't know. Maybe you have to know enough about Facebook operational structures to understand that. That's something to do with their operations. Okay. So here's the next one.
If you delete your account, we immediately make it so that your account is no longer available once you're done deleting it. So no one can find you on the service. We wouldn't be able to recreate your account from that.
And this says Subverse, I know enough.
Subverse, I know enough.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, so next one along. Where are we? I've lost it. Okay, here we go.
It's just the sheer volume of content on Facebook that no amount of people that we can hire will be enough. We need to rely on and build sophisticated AI tools that can help us flag certain content.
And this one says, they could see the smut.
They could see the smut.
Wow.
Nick is super smart.
That one's clear. Hey, listen, I just got in an email that suggested that the first reversal I played, where it says send the big gun announce, actually says send the big gun renounce. So we're going to run that reversal again and see what we hear.
I can't be clearer on this topic. We don't sell data. That's not how advertising works. And I do think we could probably be doing a clearer job explaining that given the misperceptions that are out there.
This is sending the big gun renounce or announce?
Sending the big gun announce.
No, I'm not actually hearing an R on it. Let's do it again.
Sending the big gun announce.
Yeah, I agree that the word announce is not precise, so probably the big sending the big gun would be the prudent way to document it.
Sending the big gun.
Yeah, listen to this.
Sending the big gun.
There.
Sending the big gun.
Oops, lost again.
Sending the big gun.
Yeah, that's probably would have been a safer way to document it. Mistake that many students and analysts and practitioners, and obviously I, because I just made it myself, make is that you'll get a clear reversal, and then you go and document an unclear word after the reversal, and that sort of detracts from the whole reversal you found. So it's important to get the ending of the reversal precise and not continue documenting into the gibberish. Very easy mistake to do, and one that I obviously have done myself. So, okay, so here's the next one along.
The second category are basically state actors, right? So what we've found with Russian interference, and those people are setting up fake accounts.
And this reversal says, they show you knife, you will help. Certainly they show you knife. I'm not happy about you will help.
The knife.
Okay, all right, so it will go back to it's the CIA law within you. That's the next one along.
So for that, we need to build AI systems that can go and identify a number of their fake account networks. And just last week, we traced back the Russian activity to specific fake account network.
And it's the CIA lord within you. Is that when he talks about tracing back fake accounts? Yeah, let's see the exact forwards. Let's run the whole lot backwards. Right there, right at the very beginning.
So for that, we need to build AI systems.
Where he says we need to build AI systems. It's a CIA lord within you. So what is AI systems got to do with the CIA? Well, I guess if the CIA had control of AI systems, that will put them in a very powerful position. I would imagine so. All right, and here's the next one along.
We'd like you to get back to us with a timeline on that.
Oh, that will be in place for these elections.
Okay, fabulous.
And here he says, I see yourself evil with devil. Wow, gee, that's a bit of a intense one. I see yourself evil with devil. Okay, all right. Okay, so that's what I found, and then Naomi found three. So here's the three Naomi found.
We're now investigating every single app that had access to a large amount of information in the past.
And this reversal says, I will miss you.
I will miss you.
Yeah, there it is. Nice and clear. All right, then we have this one here. Here's the forwards.
But I don't think that that's incompatible with fundamentally at our core being a technology company where the main thing that we do is have engineers and build products.
And here he says our blood in the syringe.
Got our blood in the syringe.
So he's shooting up. I highly doubt it. I wonder what he means in our blood in the syringe. Okay, here's the forwards again.
But I don't think that that's incompatible with fundamentally at our core being a technology company where the main thing that we do is have engineers and build products.
Okay, our blood in the syringe.
Got our blood in the syringe.
I don't know what he means by it, but it is there. And then the last reversal, here's the forwards.
We need to make sure that people aren't using it to harm other people or to spread misinformation.
And this one says, the shame of my sin.
The shame of my sin.
Okay, well, that says a lot, doesn't it? He's aware that they are breaching... their systems are not safe, and that they are breaching data. And a lot of the reversals, let's play the reversals that show that. Here's this one.
We've limited it, so now people can only bring their data when they go to an app. But that's something that a lot of people do on a day-to-day basis, is sign into apps and websites with their with Facebook, and that's something that we're going to...
This one says spies in us.
Spies in us.
Spies in us. Spies in us.
Yeah, there it is. Or it could be spied. Let's play it again. Spied in us.
Spies in us.
Spies in us.
And our heads.
Spies in us.
No, it's an S. Spies in us. So that's an important one. Then this is an important one.
To your point about Cambridge University, what we found now is that there's a whole program associated with Cambridge University where a number of researchers, not just Alexander Kogan, although to our current knowledge, he's the only one who sold the data to Cambridge Analytica. There were a number of other researchers who were building similar apps.
I do make it a data loss.
I do make it a data loss.
I do make it a data loss. I do make it a data loss.
And this one, of course.
And you commit today that Facebook will extend the same protections to Americans that European users will receive under the GDPR.
Yes, Congressman. We believe that everyone around the world deserves good privacy controls.
And so it says they're not safe.
They're not safe.
They're not safe. They're not safe.
Wow. Pretty much says it all, doesn't it? Talking about privacy controls and they're not safe. I mean, you couldn't want it to be clearer than that, could you? And then this one here.
It's just the sheer volume of content on Facebook that we can't, no amount of people that we can hire will be enough. We need to rely on and build sophisticated AI tools that can help us flag certain content.
And they could see the smut.
They could see the smut.
Yes.
They could see the smut. They could see the smut.
They could see the smut. All the negative energy. Maybe it's literal. Maybe they can see what's going on sexually on Facebook. I'm sure they could. So there's all. So all what all these reversals are telling us is that Mark Zuckerberg has access to amazing amounts of information, and our information is not safe on Facebook because there's spies and spooks. And the CIA. Here's the CIA reversal again.
So for that, we need to build AI systems that can go and identify a number of their fake account networks. And just last week, we traced back the Russian activity to specific fake account network.
And it's the CIA, Lord, within you.
What's the CIA, Lord, within you?
What's the CIA, Lord, within you? What's the CIA, Lord, within you?
Well, there you go. I don't know what to tell you, but that's the size of it. So, okay, all right. So, let us, I think that's all I've got to play on Zuckerberg. We'll play this one. Here's the last one I want to play. So here's the forwards.
We need to make sure that people aren't using it to harm other people or to spread misinformation.
This one says, the shame of my sin.
A shame of my sin.
A shame of my sin. A shame of my sin.
Right, so those reversals seem fairly obvious. I think that if you've got a Facebook account, all power to you. But just bear in mind that your data on your Facebook account is not safe. Okay? Mark Zuckerberg has access to it. And if you're happy with that, that's fine. But if you're not happy with it, well, then you're going to have to find yourself another social media platform. And what other social media platforms are out there? I have no idea. We're upgrading the reversespeech.com site now. We're going to have a message board in there so we can do stuff there. What else was I going to tell you about the new site? I can't remember now. We've updated the old davidoates.com site. Now, a lot of the old archives are not yet available. We still have to data entry them all into the system, and we'll be doing that over the next couple of weeks. So all the archives will slowly go back up again. But we got a brand new site on davidoates.com. And you'll see that if you go there, David Oates with an E, that's OATES.com. And you can see my new website. And give us some feedback. Let me know what you think. Email me at backwards@reversespeech.com. That's backwards@reversespeech.com. Let me know what you think. So the reversespeech.com site is being updated now over the next 2 or 3 weeks. And we're going to have a whole lot of new features in there, messaging, social media, and I'm sure you'll enjoy the new reversespeech.com site when it comes up again very soon. Okay, we're going to go back into the archives, and we're going to play some reversals from the archives here. Then we're going to go this to right through to the top of the hour, and then when I come back at the beginning of hour two, I'm going to do a live She-Wolf trance, okay? For those who haven't experienced it before, I'm sure you will enjoy it. And then we'll be continuing to look at reversals from the archives here. And we are up to November 2017. So here we have Congressman Tim Kaine has heated debate with Mattis on authorization of military force. So here's the forwards.
Your first objection to the letter to the proposal is that, quote, the legislation would arbitrarily terminate the authorization 5 years after date of enactment. This is inconsistent with the conditions-based approach in the president's South Asia strategy.
And this one says the plan of dead.
No kind of dead.
Wow.
No kind of dead. No kind of dead.
Or then plan the dead?
No kind of dead.
No kind of dead. No kind of dead.
Okay, let's listen to the Fords again. Here we go.
Your first objection to the letter to the proposal is that, quote, the legislation would arbitrarily terminate the authorization 5 years after date of enactment. This is inconsistent with the conditions-based approach in the president's South Asia strategy.
And the plan of dead.
No kind of dead.
No kind of dead. No kind of dead.
Okay, all right. All right, here's the next one. This is Corey Feldman going after Hollywood pedophiles.
Ever since I even discussed the fact that I have this plan, my life has turned into utter chaos. You can probably tell by the sound of my voice.
And he says, they haven't had the sex.
I haven't got the sex.
Oh, that's clear.
I haven't got the sex.
It's actually, I haven't had the sex is what I heard then. I haven't had the sex. So here's the forwards again.
Ever since I even discussed the fact that I have this plan, my life has turned into utter chaos. You can probably tell by the sound of my voice.
I haven't had the sex.
I haven't got the sex.
Clear as day.
I haven't got the sex.
All right, here's Donna Brazile saying Hillary rigged the DNC.
But I want to channel another woman who I admire so much, and that's Michelle Obama, who said, when they go low, you go high.
And this one says, and a woman molest.
And a woman molest.
Yeah, certainly there, and a woman molest. All right, here we have next one.
But I want to channel another woman who I admire so much, and that's Michelle Obama, who said, when they go low, you go high.
Harvey, you'll log in.
Harvey, you'll log in.
Oh, that's funny.
Harvey, you'll log in.
Harvey, what's his last name? Oh, dear. Weinstein. Weinstein. I can't think. Weiner. No, that's not Harvey. That's Anthony Weiner. Harvey. Maybe that's Weinstein. You know, I don't know his first name. Famous Hollywood guy who just came out. All right, next one along.
Cybersecurity experts on board. She reached out to a former number three at the FBI who is currently working with a group, an organization called CrowdStrike.
She says, I paid those minimal posts.
I paid the minimal post.
Sorry.
I paid the minimal post.
Wonder what he means, she means by that. Let's run the forwards again.
cybersecurity experts on board. She reached out to a former number three at the FBI who is currently working with a group, an organization called CrowdStrike.
And I paid those a minimal post. And again.
I paid those the minimal post.
Bit of a strange one. All right, next one along.
Yes, I cared about her campaign, but the last thing I want to know how she was doing. I want to know if she was okay.
And this one says, it was a wish.
It was a wish.
Yep.
It was a wish. It was a wish.
Yeah, certainly, it was a wish. There's no doubt over that one. And we've got the next one.
So I suggest for those who are upset or not capable of stomaching my book, go write their own book. But I want to respond to that last clip that you...
Oh, this is funny. I wish that book sell.
I wish that book sell.
Oh, that's funny.
I wish that book sell. I wish that book sell.
I wish that book sell. Yeah, okay. All right, next one along. Here we go.
And perhaps what I did on Sunday when I told some of my detractors to go to hell.
And backwards, my saw shadow in assorted.
My saw shadow in assorted.
I'll be bothered.
My saw shadow in assorted. My saw shadow in assorted.
Okay, shadow, a metaphor for all the parts of us we don't see, the unseen self, both the light as well as the dark. Both reside in the shadow. And my saw shadow in assorted. Shadow's got a problem. In assorted, that's sorted. Negative sexual energy, I would imagine. Huh. Okay, so next one along.
Yes, I cared about her campaign, but the last thing I want to know how she was doing. I want to know if she was okay.
And this one says, now it's a wish.
Now it's a wish.
Now it's a wish. Now it's a wish.
Yeah, there we go. Now it's a wish. Let's run the fools again.
Yes, I cared about her campaign, but the last thing I want to know how she was doing. I want to know if she was okay.
And now it's a wish.
Now it's a wish.
Now it's a wish. Now it's a wish.
I guess she's talking about Hillary. She wants to know that Hillary's okay. Huh, okay. And the next one along.
And so by the time I saw the video, when the video went viral, you can imagine what was happening within the Democratic Party.
And this one says, they waited and waited.
They waited and waited.
They waited and waited. They waited and waited.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Oh, Harvey Weinstein. Thank you. That's the name I'm thinking of. Thanks to Walter who just sent me that email. It was on the tip of my tongue. On the tip of my tongue. Couldn't think of the word. Harvey. Thank you. Harvey Weinstein. Of course, the whole clip was about, let's play the clip again. Now I'm curious. It was, where's that Harvey reversal? Ha! Now, where did I play that? Here it is. Okay, so here's the forwards.
But I want to channel another woman who I admire so much, and that's Michelle Obama, who said, when they go low, you go high.
And Harvey, you'll log in.
Harvey, you'll log in.
There it is. Harvey Weinstein. That was all the big rage in November when this audio happened. So there we go. Totally consistent. All right. Okay. So let's move on and look at the next reversal here. And we are down to Hillary on what really happened. Here's the forwards.
So some of it is just that. Some of it, I will say, is media guilt.
And this one says, they're the Mossad.
They're the Mossad.
They're the Mossad.
Yeah, there it is. They're the Mossad. Excellent. Okay. All right. Okay. So here's Hillary reflecting on the election. Here's the forwards.
Share this with the readers. Look, I practice not getting flustered, not getting thrown off.
And this one says, need a gun. Here we go.
Need a gun.
Wonder what she needs a gun for. Let's do it again.
Need a gun.
Yeah, there we go. Gun, metaphor for an aggressive move. Maybe that's got something to do with it. Oh, there's our break. All right, we'll be back right after this with the live She-Wolf Trance. Okay, see you soon. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential. Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rentz.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it